history.
Yeah, it's over the moon, really. I think, as always, the boys put us through it. I think first half, all credit to Alf Church, I think they played really well. They started the game better, and I think first half they shaded it and deserved the lead. We talked about it at half time, changed a couple of subtle things, really. A little bit of shape and a bit of our pattern of play, and I think it showed. I think the fans are happy. I think second half we've had a lot more space. We played to our strengths. Well, we're a pacey side. We'd like to break on teams. And I think everyone watching the game there would see the pattern of the game totally changed. We had a lot more possession. Balls in the channels and turned them around an awful lot more and caused a lot more problems to them. And the goals came at good times. So, no, over the moon. It means so much to the club. The boys in there, there's a bit of carnage in the changing room in terms of everything being thrown at everyone. They're just delighted, really. And they deserve all the credit for getting us to that point.
I thought the attitude and the tempo, not only from yourselves but from both sides was exceptional, and I thought it was another great example of non-league football.
Definitely, I mean, it's a great advert. I mean, we're desperate to get out of this league and move forward. I'm so far, I would guess Alf Church are exactly the same, ambitious clubs. But the level right now and the way the boys are playing and the performance levels are putting in, it just shows you how strong the pyramid of the game is, because you know we've had to really, really play well. Two teams, top of the game, performing well with players who can play much higher there, playing at this level. And I think that just speaks volumes for the boys in the team and the ability to have and where they can actually go. And good luck to Alf Church, good luck to us in terms of where we want to get to.
Now, I just felt during the first half that chances were at a premium for Cleethorpes Town, but you mentioned you changed a few things at half time, yeah, and it made such a difference because both Robertson and Oglesby,
yeah,
they had an incredible impact during the second half and created so many problems for Alf Church, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. I think first half, I feel we were a bit nervy. I think the goal came very early and set us back a little bit confidence wise. You know, we built the game up all week, well, for longer than that, and it meant so much to the boys. And going down early with a bit of an unlucky break, but a great finish from their boy, just set us back. And I think we settled into a bit of a rhythm where we tried a little bit too hard and we went back to front a little bit too quickly. And we know the strength of our players is ball to feet, balls into space. And I feel we gave their two big boys at the back too much of a chance. I think we gave too many sort of 70-30 balls in the air to them, and the ball was coming back on us. So we talked about it at half time. The gaffer got them together and we talked about it. The balls have got to be angled wider. We've got to find feet more. And we've got to give the chance to the boys up front to actually get hold of the ball, get possession, and we build from there. And I think, as anyone could see today, we did that really well. We passed the ball much better second half, got our quick players and our attacking players in good areas, and they couldn't handle it in the end. I felt they went a little bit in terms of when we got on the front foot.
Now, as I said, it's you've never gone this far in the competition. How big a result is this for the club's history? Because you were only formed something like 16 years ago,
yeah,
weren't
that's
you?
Right. That's right. And if you think of the recent history, you know, we was playing the Lincolnshire League 2, 3, 4 years ago, coming into the Northern Counties and then having a season of sort of consolidation, then winning Division 1. And then coming up last year, doing really well. We felt we had a chance last year, and things, you know, probably not ready to go up last year. But in terms of the development of the club in such a short period of time, and let's not forget, if we look at a lot of clubs in our league at our level, the catchment area they've got is huge. We've got to be honest now that we are Little Grimsby. We are the end of a pretty boring motorway, and it's difficult to get players to come into us. So we rely on a really good, strong local pool of players. So our youth team, our youth setup, Cleethorpes Town infrastructure is really important. There's boys in that team now who have come through 13s, 14s, 15s. Brody Robertson was playing for the under-18s. We brought him through slowly. We rely on that really, really much in terms of investing in that to give us a good team and a good platform. But from a history perspective, it's just another thing we've done in such a great journey. You know, from a management staff and everyone involved, it seems to be getting better all the time. We've just got to enjoy this period of time with the club, because this doesn't happen all the time. We've got to ride it really well, focus and make sure it continues, and let's see where it gets us. You know, let's have a good draw next round. You know, if we're going to do well in the cup, we have to rely on a good draw. Let's get another one. Home would be nice if anyone's listening, but yeah, let's see where it takes us.
I mean, do you care who you get next? I mean, how far do you think this journey can go? Because I think you're only Three more games away from Wembley.
Yeah, we've been reminded of that by the chairman. Three from Wembley. We don't mind who we get. I think this was a difficult draw for us. I think Alvechurch were definitely one of the favourites for the competition. If we look at where they were in their league and the run of form, so this was a tough game. So anyone who comes next, we're ready for. That's absolutely fine. We've got a good keeper, gives us a solid base, gives us calm, and gives us authority at the back, and that goes through.